says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
This is the Trump phenomenon. And there ain't too many things these old boys can't do. George and Paul are with us. Paul up in Canada and George in Maryland. Paul, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And George, same to you.
A fabulous day in Trump Town. Well done, James.
And as always, gentlemen, you know, folks, just to give you the picture, the three of us are basically meeting in virtual space. This is a virtual studio we meet in, thanks to the Republic Broadcasting Network created by John Stadtmiller. And in this virtual studio, you know, when I log into the microphone here, I'm just as surprised to you as you to see Paul or George. We get together right here, and it's happening live right here. So, and your calls are funneled into us, George, Paul, James, and Ringo. Wait, we don't have a Ringo yet.
No.
By the great engineers at RBN, and one of the engineers we missed a show day before yesterday, and one of the engineers hurt himself, and so we're hoping that he is going to be okay. Apparently, it's a broken bone, but it's might need surgery. So we sure hope he is going to be okay. But he is the one that, and the engineer we have now, I don't know, engineers, I don't know whether I can name you on the air, but these great guys, they get your calls in. And if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 313-800-313-9443. Got a lot to talk about tonight. A lot of good things have happened. The appointment of Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, or proposed by Donald Trump. This is very good news. Mike Flynn yesterday as National Security Advisor, very good news. Stephen Bannon as Chief Strategist, very good news. We'll talk about all three tonight. And notice, folks, notice the pattern. Isn't it obvious? When they break the stories, they break them as attacks. Jeff Sessions is being viciously attacked today over by a hostile. And folks, these media SOBs just have to go. These people, their networks, their shows, their funding, it all needs to go away. And it's our responsibility to take it away from them. We have to stop turning on their shows, stop buying their products. You know, I didn't get to talk about this yesterday, but I formulated it as the three R's. You know, in school you had reading, writing, and arithmetic. I have a new three R's about the media. Reveal them, reject them, and replace them. The three R's. And don't let me forget that, Paul or George. I think it's catchy. I think it's got some traction. Reveal them for the snakes, for the traitors, the enemies that they are. That's what Donald Trump so forcefully did at speech after speech after speech. Reveal them for who they are. point right at them, as he did with this. He pointed right into their noses, saying, these people are the worst. They're scum. They are sleaze. Then we have to reject them. Once we've understood who they are, we, the American people, need to en masse reject them. Stop watching their shows. Stop buying their newspapers. And then the third phase is we have to replace them with something better, like RBN, like Breitbart, like Matt Drudge. And we're well along on that process. We've gone down the road already of replacing them. So we're doing all three of these things. But I think I'd like to hear, you know, it'd be fun, Paul and George, if we hear about the three R's, if that becomes popularized, the three R's: reveal, reject, and replace.
I like that. There was something Obama said yesterday, and it was echoed in Canada in front of the Heritage Committee of the House of Commons, and that is a big concern about supposedly all the false stories that are up on Facebook. And these stories are not vetted. There's false news up there, and people are being misled. People are believe everything they read, said Hedy Fry, who's an immigrant from Guyana, and she's a former Liberal cabinet minister. She's the chairman of the Heritage Committee, or as they call her, the chair. She's a chair. Anyway, they're all upset about the fact that there are these false stories, and Facebook ought to do more to vet things. Well, the spokesman for Facebook said it's a little difficult to, you know, go through every posting and then decide, this isn't true. I hear the terror of the lamestream media. They would like us to believe they publish the truth, whereas on Facebook, well, there are false headlines and false news. Well, of course there is. Not everything on Facebook or Twitter is true. But equally, not everything in the lamestream media is true. In Canada, I can vouch for this, and I suspect in the States it's the same situation. When was the last time in a mainstream newspaper or a mainstream television show did you hear a critical discussion of the replacement of the European founding settler people by immigration policy? The immigration policy in Canada, the United States, and Europe is a policy of our replacement. Genocide on the installment plan. When was the last article you read in a lamestream media newspaper about that? When was the first? Probably not since the late 40s or early 50s. There are a whole area of topics that are not even touched on. So, whereas everything on the internet is, wide open, and that's what they fear. And of course, what Donald Trump has done is he's mainstreamed a lot of issues and ideas that, you know, weren't even talked about a year ago. I mean, one of the best I've thought is that maybe there are some groups of people that simply don't fit in to the United States and Canada. For instance, Muslims or radical Muslims. It shouldn't be just a big free-for-all. And Trump has made that discussable. And they're beside themselves because I think they're losing their grip. I think they realize the peasants aren't taking them as gospel anymore.
Yes, this is Armageddon for them, folks. They realize it. I think, Paul, you just sparked a thought in my mind. I think our enemies realize what an Armageddon this is, better than not you and I, but better than the average patriot in America.
Yes.
They're much more sensitive to how dangerous the patriots are. Going back to our stories today, they're attacking Mike Flynn but they're just picking. They're finding this. Mike Flynn, they're attacking him as an appointee to National Security Advisor over nothing. They're making it up. Jeff Sessions, the same thing. The New York Times, the media, the Post, they're making up garbage about Jeff Sessions. In this coverage I read today, if you could call it coverage, they're going back to 1986 when then-Senator Joe Biden and Senator Ted, the lifeguard of Chappaquiddick Kennedy, were grilling a young, fresh-faced Jeff Sessions when Ronald Reagan was appointing him to be a judge. And they killed that appointment over completely made up false accusations, which were that that there was anything wrong with Jeff Sessions. They had a black guy who got up and lied, saying that he had been called boy by Jeff Sessions. He just flat out lied. There's no evidence, no tape recording, nothing. Just a guy who wanted to kill the nomination. Then, get this, horrible of horrible, another guy said that he had called the NAACP un-American. Oh, my gosh. He'd also called the National Council. But that was enough. National Council of Churches un-American. Now, folks, that is nothing. That is absolutely nothing. First of all, the National Council of Churches is un-American. The NAACP is un-American, okay? That's easy to document. And the but they killed his judge nomination back in 1986. So here we are in 2016, 30 years later. And they're going to try to kill Jeff Sessions' appointment to attorney general based on this nonsense from 30 years ago. That's how, Paul, how desperate these people are. And here's the pattern, folks. We saw it with Stephen Bannon, Jeff Sessions, Mike Flynn, anybody that Donald Trump appoints who is in any way on our side, they are going to attack them viciously. And we'll be here to counter that. Some other... Go ahead, Paul.
A difficult question here. You know, Jeff Sessions has a fair deal of seniority. So he's an experienced senator. Is it really the best thing to take him out of the Senate and appoint him to the cabinet? What are your thoughts on that, George and Jamie? I'm worried about that. I think he'd make a great attorney general, of course. But what do you think about that?
George? Well, I'll give you while George is getting back to the mic. I think it's okay, Paul, because attorney general is as powerful as a senator is and as important as Jeff Sessions would be in this the Trump Senate. It's true, it's a judgment call, but I think he's more powerful and more influential as attorney general. He's going to be very powerful in either place. And of course, folks, he was the senator who first senator to come out and endorse Donald Trump. He went out on the stump with him, speaking for him. Jeff Sessions is a tremendous patriot. He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I believe. And he is the number one man in the campaign in the Senate to rein in, to control our borders, and to rein in the immigration invasion. So very, very important guy. And just the most kind-hearted man. You know, you just listen to him talk for a little while, and he has the nicest personality, imaginable. He's a wonderful man, a hero. So... Now, let me jot down a few other things we might be able to cover today. Yesterday, we talked about Donald Trump and global warming. We quoted this Norwegian Nobel Prize winning physicist, Ivar Javer, and we pointed out, he pointed out that global warming is a hoax. Well, the global warming fanatics, the cultists, are meeting right now in Morocco. They were meeting yesterday in Morocco, and they are in a panicked mode. They are rushing all of their various efforts to clamp down on Western economies, white industries and economies. They're rushing it because they sense that Donald Trump, in fact, is their Armageddon. Donald Trump doesn't buy their crap, and he is going to withdraw the United States from their stupid treaties and restrictions on our coal, on our gas, on our construction, our manufacturing. So Donald Trump has got them sweating big time. So that's another story today. Another story today, extortion against the president. $25 million settlement in the Trump University case. Well, let's quickly give you the... On this show, we have to give you the truth after the media lies to you. Donald Trump's university, fine university, excellent real estate course in how to make some money, how to be successful in real estate. An excellent course with reasonable fees. I've taken real estate courses and paid, you pay a few thousand dollars to take a good real estate course. That's standard. That's what Trump charged. Trump, an excellent course. Some people, money grubbers, sensing, hey, here's a guy with a lot of money. I'll file a lawsuit against him and he'll settle with me and I can make some money. Well, that's exactly what's happened. Now, Donald Trump is between a hard place and they're using extortion on him. As the president, he can't be dragged through a trial. I mean, he could, but he would actually have to spend a couple of months testifying and appearing in the stupid court of this Hispanic judge in San Diego. He would have to appear in this case, and winning the case would be a Pyrrhic victory. He'd lose a couple months of his time. It would cost him millions of dollars in attorney's fees. He would win the case. These people are idiots. They're liars. They're extortionists. But so he elected, as I understand it, as I read the news today, he elected just settle the case with them. That's going to cost him $25 million. Folks, it's a measure of his patriotism. That's money. Donald Trump, in his natural state outside of the presidency, would never, never sign a settlement like that. He's doing it for you and for me so that he can be our president and not have to fly back and forth to San Diego to testify against these bums, these extortionists who are whining. You know, I paid $3,000 for this course. I want my money back. You know, a decade after they took the course, or I don't know how many years after they took the course. It's a complete fraud. Anyway, you've got the story there. I assure you, I've got that one right. And then we'll give you some other stories here today that are really good. Paul, we haven't talked about another one of the Patriot groups that is allied with us in the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this show. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. And that's Sverige Demokraterna, the Swedish Democrats or Sweden Democrats. So I went on their website and translated a bunch of articles. Really good stuff. It's very gratifying, Paul. What's going on over in Sweden, and I did the same thing on the Austrian website of the Austrian Freedom Party, the FPO, the Freiheitliche Partei Österreich. Boy, are they in sync with us, Paul. It's beautiful. Of course, you know this as well as anybody in the world. Paul is the international advisor and very well-traveled man. Patriot to the American Freedom Party, but the so I'll try to bring a little of that in, and another little thing we'll bring in today maybe. Pat Buchanan's got another great column out. Is Obama's world a utopian myth? Out today. Speaking in Greece on his valedictory trip to Europe as president, Barack Obama struck a familiar theme. We are going to have to guard against a rise in a crude form of nationalism. He's talking about us. Or ethnic identity, or tribalism that is built around an us and a them. The future of humanity and the future of the world is going to be defined by what we have in common, as opposed to those things that separate us and ultimately lead us into conflict. You have to control your impulse to barf. That the world's greatest, and then Pat Buchanan responds, that the world's greatest celebrant of diversity envisions an even more multicultural, multi-ethnic, multiracial America and Europe is not news. This dream has animated his presidency. But in this day of Brexit and President-elect Donald Trump, new questions arise. Is Obama's vision a utopian myth? Have leaders like him and Angela Merkel lost touch with reality? I can hear you out there screaming yes.
Yes. Yes!
Are not they the ones who belong to yesterday, not tomorrow? And let's see. A sense of nationhood. I am not a Virginian, but an American, said Patrick Henry, ignited our revolution. We got a little break coming up here. Don't be shy about calling in, folks. We'll take your calls right after this break.
Bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. With us are Paul Fromm in Georgia, Maryland. We're reading the latest column from Pat Buchanan. Is Obama's world a utopian myth? That question answers itself. He says, all over the world, I'm skipping down, regimes are marshaling the mighty force of ethno-nationalism to strengthen and sustain themselves. He gives some examples here. Going down further, Trump's victory is due to his stand for securing the U.S. border against foreigners walking in. Merkel is in trouble in Germany because she brought in almost a million Muslim refugees from Syria, and counting, by the way. The nationalist parties that have arisen across Europe are propelled by hostility to more immigration from the third world. Outside the cosmopolitan elites of Europe and North America, throw Australia and Argentina in there too, where in the West is the enthusiasm Obama detects for a greater diversity of races, tribes, religions, cultures, and beliefs? Who owns the future is ever the question. And he says, now it's looking like it may be Obama's world that is headed for the proverbial ash heap of history. So I like that from Pat Buchanan. And
we can only hope, James.
Yeah, for sure.
The then here's some nice news on Steve Bannon. There's an article in The Hill today entitled "Bannon Unfazed by Criticism of Trump Appointment." Donald Trump's chief strategist, Stephen Bannon, is unfazed by the negative attention surrounding his White House appointment and feels no obligation to make peace with anyone in the Republican Party, according to two allies. Bannon, the controversial former chairman, and that's, you know, they always put that in there, controversial. Yeah, Paul, you're controversial, my friend.
Yes.
Yes, the controversial former chairman of Breitbart News has been holed up in an office. So he's not working. He's holed up in an office.
Like he's hiding or something.
Yeah. He's a,
rude.
Yeah. Holed up in an office at Trump Tower in recent days, taking a procession of meetings and phone calls as part of the transition effort. All the while, he has been assailed by Democrats and civil rights groups who have called him everything from a white nationalist to a racist to an anti-Semite.
They're throwing in all the crap today.
Yeah. Scores of Democrats in Congress, scores, mind you, scores of Democrats in Congress have urged Trump to fire him. Get this. The controversy surrounding his appointment has been so great that Bannon has even been featured on an episode of South Park. Oh, my gosh. That's serious.
You had to bring that up, James. There's anybody in MBN who has never... There's a substance called syrup of ipecac that's been used for centuries to induce vomiting. If it doesn't work, turn on South Park for 5 minutes. That will work.
Look at this. I mean, talk about the desperation of this. Get this, folks. Democrats assailed Bannon, citing statements from his past and from people who know him. Oh, they have highlighted comments from his ex-wife. Oh, so they're going out in parking lots to interview people's ex-wives who alleged that Bannon didn't want his children to attend a Los Angeles school because of the number of Jews. Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. and by the way, this is in divorce papers, okay? So we're going to quote divorce papers. Oh, we know how reliable divorce papers are, don't we? yeah, let's see. Then here's his reply. He says he doesn't give a damn about these attacks. He says one of his associates says he's got no intention of making peace with anybody. This source stressed that Bannon has not apologized to anyone and has no intention of doing so. And that extends to Speaker Paul Ryan, a figure Bannon attacked ferociously with negative coverage at Breitbart. And we'll finish this off right after the break and take your calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick.
We're back, folks.
Tired of being sick and tired of being treated.
And we've got a couple of callers. Let's see, who do we have here lined up? We've got Bruce in Texas, Dave in Tennessee, and Dave in Nevada. And I'm going to do a rapid fire run through a few headlines before we go to the callers, just to tell you, as a way of just conveying how good it is worldwide. I'm using just the microcosm of Sweden. I went through the Swedish press last night, and I came across a paper called Fria Tider. I don't know how to pronounce it in Swedish. Fria, F-R-I-A, T-I-D-D-E-R. And the they translated it as free times. So I translated these articles. They were all in Swedish. And here's how nice it is. These are not articles from our press. These are articles from the Swedish press. Here's one from one of their top theoreticians in Sweden. The lesson from the Trump, from Donald Trump, attack is the best defense. And I can't tell you what a brilliant article this is. Just maybe I can give you a flavor of it. He said, there is no need to be respectful to the politically correct word racist as defined in an unacceptable manner. One should ignore various moralizers and, well, this is a machine translation, so it doesn't read well. But anyway, he sounds like just one of us, this wonderful Swede. Here's an article from the Swedish press. Asylum seekers, Muslims, want to have more children than whites in order to destroy us, claims an Arabic interpreter. great article about how the Muslims in Sweden are trying to outbreed us. Then a great article by Marine Le Pen in the Swedish paper on her contacts with Jimmy Åkesson of Sverige Demokraterna. She wants to form a coalition with him in the Trump vein. Next article, Sweden's deputy prime minister close to tears after Trump's victory. Wonderful article. She's just all over crying on the floor. More good news. The far-right Sweden Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna, are now neck and neck in polling with the second most popular party. So, folks, they've got elections coming up, and the numbers are wonderful. We're looking like the Austrian Freedom Party looks like on December 4th. It's going to win in Austria with their candidate, Hofer. Let's see. I don't see the numbers here. The ruling Social Democrats are polling at 25%. The Sweden Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna, are polling at 22. And the third party is polling somewhere in the low 20s. So there you go. Another one. Here is from Austria. Norbert Hofer writes, here's his title, "Elites that distance themselves from voters will be voted out." Norbert Hofer on Trump's win. So there you go, just a little encouraging stuff. Another piece of the press, Trump fears push nations at Moroccan global warming talks to call climate action an urgent duty. Fears that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will pull out of the 2015 Paris Agreement, signed by Obama, to limit global warming, pushed almost 200 nations at climate talks in Morocco on Thursday to declare action and urgent duty. And this is from Marrakesh. And then another interesting story. We talk about Donald Trump's security. That's my main concern, is that please just stay healthy, Mr. President. He may not be able to work in the Oval Office because this idiot, Barack Obama, refusing to cooperate, is not allowing a renovation of the White House the Secret Service wants to do. It should be going on right now. They want to completely armor the White House, make it as bulletproof as possible. Obama is obstructing this, forcing it to happen on Trump's watch, so that Donald Trump will probably not be able to even occupy the White House as they massively reinforce the building to make it more secure. This is wonderful news. I'm not saddened by this at all. And also in the same article, it points out that there is speculation that there is a secure bunker under the White House that has long been talked about, but apparently it may already exist. That's just conversation. That's not confirmation, but I sure hope that's true, that at least they're talking about it, that there's some kind of a secure facility somewhere under the White House. And that's where I want my president to be most of the time. So there you go. Let's open up to the callers here, and Paul and George join in fielding some of these calls. Let's start out with Bruce in Texas. You're on the air, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, Bruce, what's on your mind?
Yeah, a lot of things. You put out a lot of good points there. What's going on, I believe, is basically psychological warfare. On part of the media is being used as an instrument of psychological warfare, and they're weaponizing basically a learned mental illness. And it goes all the way back to the Frankfurt School. Basically, what the media is not reporting the news. It's a PR machine. It's a perception management machine. And
Bruce, you nailed it. Bruce, you're talking to one of the world's real authorities on the Frankfurt School in Paul Fromm. So I'd like to hear what Paul says about what you just said.
Okay.
Paul?
Yes. This is pure Frankfurt School. They're defending the lamestream establishment is defending the gains that they have made in the homosexual revolution, the attack on the family. Their efforts to attack the right to keep and bear arms, and the sense of identity of Americans as a people, not just people who I think Hillary Clinton said something to the effect that that being in America was a concept. In other words, you could be an Eskimo in Greenland, but if you think like an American, whatever that means, you're an American. No, being an American is an attachment to the land, an attachment to the history, its roots, and so they're defending what they've done on all these fronts.
Right, they're very threatened. They fear an awakening,
Well, we're going to reveal them, reject them, and replace them. The three R's.
Bruce. Yeah, and we need to expose them. We need to expose exactly who they are. I don't hear enough of that by hosts across the alternative media. I mean, yeah, it's good enough to call them. I mean, it's not good enough just to call them liars or crooked or whatever. I mean, we just need to make sure that people understand that they're being manipulated and not in their best interest. I mean, if Donald Trump follows through on what he wants to do, he's going to resurge our economy. Everybody would benefit in that.
Oh, and by the way,
anyone going to college at this time has a vested interest in the roaring economy, don't you agree?
Yes, and Bruce, another headline from yesterday and overnight. Bill Ford, CEO of Ford Motor Company, called up his friend Donald Trump and let him know that the Ford Lincoln plant in Kentucky, which was, Bill Ford said, was going to be closed and moved to Mexico, is now going to stay in Kentucky because Bill Ford says Donald Trump will change the business climate in America.
Wow. Now, you know, I could go on about Ford. I'm sure you're all familiar with Henry Ford and his awareness of the problem at hand.
Yes. But the point here is that right away, before he's even in office, here is President-elect Ford just saved the jobs and lives and families of probably 20-some thousand Ford workers in Kentucky. And all the people that are related, depend on that plant. Donald Trump just saved, even as president-elect, he changed history right there.
Yeah.
It's a great harbinger of what's coming. It's happening even better than Trump predicted. Trump said, hey, if they want to move a plant out of the U.S., I'll give them a call. I'll give them a phone call. I'll give the president of Ford a phone call on Monday. And Monday evening or Tuesday morning at the latest, I'll get a phone call back saying, oh, we're sorry, Mr. President. We're not going to move that plant. If you're imposing a 35% tariff on every car we move in here from Mexico, we're not moving that plant. Well, guess what? Donald Trump didn't have to he didn't have to say anything to Bill Ford. Bill Ford got it. He called Donald Trump without even being called to say, oh, no, we're not going to move that plant. So
It's incredible what good leadership can accomplish, And that's what they fear. That is what the enemies, the confronters fear, is competent leadership that is not bullied or bought out by their money.
Also, another headline from yesterday, Bruce, Apple, on the campaign trail, Donald Trump said, hey, why does Apple manufacture every damn thing they manufacture in China? Okay. What's with this company? Why can't we make iPhones in America? Guess what Apple announced yesterday? They're going to make iPhones in America.
Oh, isn't it amazing? The British have an expression, put a little bit of stick around. So Lyndon Johnson used to do, a big paw on the person's shoulder, which kind of is a reminder that he means business. And Donald Trump is already changing the game by putting a little bit of stick around. He doesn't have to make threats. They know he's serious, and they know he's going to call them out. He's going to humiliate them if they don't do the right thing.
Bruce, thank you very much.
Can I close with one last comment, and then I'll let the next caller come on?
Sure.
Okay. They've been hurling the Hitler label on Trump since he entered the race there. And it's difficult for me to really express. They mean it as an insult, but, you know, in the 30s, Porsche, Dr. Ferdinand Porsche,
cooperated
with Ford, and there was a lot of crossover there. And he made his economy roar. And that's the thing that they hated, is that they couldn't leech off of Germany anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why he vilified so much.
Bruce, well, thank you, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to go to Dave in Tennessee. Thanks, Bruce. Dave in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jamie, you and Paul and George, pull up Alex Jones' website, InfoWars, War on Your Mind, and see what Russia wants to do with President Trump, something I've prayed for years.
Go ahead and give us
fast.
Dave, you know, and this is one of the great things about this audience. Sketch it out for us, Dave. This is a very bright audience. What is the what's in store?
It's what Putin and the Russian people want to do for Donald Trump. They're naming a city, not a city, but a street in one of the cities. They didn't specify the city after Donald Trump. And you need to pull the website up on Alex Jones, Prison Planet, or not Prison Planet, War on for Your Mind, InfoWars, and the article there about it. I don't know how true it is, but I pray it's true. I've hoped for this for years. You realize how that's going to change things if this comes to pass?
Hang on there, Dave. Here's what I predicted on this show a year ago when it became clear that Donald Trump really admires what President Putin has done in Russia, and the admiration is mutual. I predicted there will be massive tourist trade between Russia and America. You talked about naming a street. Our two peoples belong together. We have absolutely common interests, and the Bolsheviks who took over Russia destroyed what should have been a great friendship between Russia and America. What would have developed had it not been for the Bolshevik communist revolution, which destroyed, you know, killed tens of millions of white people, maybe scores of millions of white people, were basically executed in Bolshevik Russia. Thank goodness that is gone. And now, you know, a nationalist Russia that's no longer Bolshevik belongs as our friend. And so I see Putin and Trump getting together, meeting either here or there or both places. I see wonderful. And we heard Putin saying it on this show two or three days ago, that he looks forward to a return to the great relations between America and Russia that started to develop before Obama came on the scene and started, along with Hillary Clinton, to poison the warming relations between Russia and America. The two greatest white peoples on earth.
Right back.
Go ahead.
Never mind.
And then we need to bring the Germans in. 80 million right. Germans. We need to bring them in as the third largest and greatest white people on earth. And then when
Sweden,
the Americans.
Africa.
Yeah, when the and Paul's going to get the book out there on South Africa, but boy, this renaissance of white peoples around the world—it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to behold. And thank you. I will look up the reference that you made there. And of course, I follow what Alex Jones is doing—the great stuff he's doing the time.
Apparently, it just came out a while ago. It wasn't on there earlier. See, I don't get to call you fellas much. I'm in and out, and driving a truck for a living. But that's something I know a lot of Russian people in New Jersey. And outside of the language, Jamie, there's very little difference in our cultures.
Absolutely. Yeah, correct. Well, Dave, thank you.
All righty.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Dave in Nevada.
Yeah, Jamie, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I read about the news story about Ford coming back to the United States. I think that's great news. And it just kind of shows you the kind of power that Donald Trump has. A lot of these guys, they basically have a direct line to Donald Trump. These guys that are CEOs, they know Donald Trump. He's talked to these people. He knows them on a personal level. If you've ever seen the show The Apprentice, all he does is pick up his phone, and he has a direct line to a lot of these CEOs, which is a very good thing. No middleman. the other yes. thing I wanted to talk about, I wanted to address a article that I read, which is really interesting. The head of the LAPD, the chief, Charlie Beck, came out the other day, and he said that, LA's basically communist anyways, but he basically said, we're not going to respect any of the anti-sanctuary laws if Donald Trump enacts them. And this is going along the lines of Chicago and maybe some other sanctuary cities.
Boy, this is going to be... Now, hang on, Dave. We're going to talk about this. Boy, yeah. Is this going to get rough. This is going to get rough, folks. Donald Trump versus... And the Patriots, all of us, versus the sanctuary city clowns. Right after this break.
Yeah.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right.
Already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
All right, thank you, Gretchen Wilson, for writing a song about us. And a salute to Merle Haggard up there in the skies. Salute up there in the skies to Antonin Scalia as well. Another piece of news I want to bring in here before we run out of showtime. Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, addressed yesterday a dinner in honor, a conference in honor of Antonin Scalia at a Federalist Society meeting, 1,700 in attendance. And here's the amazing thing. In attendance were half of the people on the list of 21 that Donald Trump has put forth as Supreme Court appointee possibilities. So they were joking in the article here. It says the conference had turned into an unexpected job fair for Supreme Court justice positions. But here's what this was great. What Clarence Thomas, a black conservative justice, said. He said to 1,700 people that the Supreme Court has too often granted rights to people that are not found in the Constitution. He cited the decision in 2015 that made same-sex marriage legal across the country. Thomas said he and his longtime friend and colleague Scalia formed an odd couple as a white New Yorker and a black Georgian. He said... Clarence Thomas and Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito were the bookends of the Thursday meeting with the Federalist Society, at which conservatives were reveling in Donald Trump's unexpected victory. And of course, Donald Trump should appoint probably at least three Supreme Court justices in his term. And Alito, now, Samuel Alito, issued his own rallying cry to conservatives, describing religious freedom and gun rights as among, quote, constitutional fault lines, important issues at stake in the federal courts. And so there's some good news there. Alito said that Scalia, a hero to many of the Federalist Society's 40,000 members, is sorely missed on the court. He said, "We are left to ask ourselves on the court, WWSD, what would Scalia do?" Alito said. The lettering is a play on the phrase, "What would Jesus do?" WWJD. He says, well, there you go. So some good news. And we have to leave you with that good news. Here on a Friday, sadly, no show tomorrow. We'll be back on Sunday with a big three-hour show from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Paul, I hope you'll be there, and George, too.
Yes, I will.
All right. We'll see you all then. See you all then.
Okay, great.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.